Are we ready?
Thank you. Firstly, thank you so much to Yehuda for sponsoring this in honor of his parents. Should be a zacha and everything for the future. And big shkoich to Moshe as well for sourcing all of this. Also, we know this is but this is Lulu Nishmat Itzik, Yitzchak,
and Yechevet.
Yitzchak and Yechevet. So it should be Lulu Nishmat. So this isn't any halakha, and it's not even Musar or anything like that, but it's just a couple of thoughts I had on this particular month and obviously how this month fits in with the rest of the months of the year. And one thing which strikes you as particularly odd is you see the name of this month, it's Av. Everyone knows it's one of the first Hebrew words which probably any child knows. Av is a father. And we're talking about this month where there has been so much destruction, the destruction of two Batei Mikdash. There's been the Spanish Inquisition, numerous things throughout the world wars, and it's generally a day of Jewish devastation. So the name doesn't seem so fitting. And we know, obviously, there are the names of the months also correspond to things which occur in the month. Nisan, for example, you know, corresponds to the Nisim which occurred over Pesach. So you'd think over here, surely the name of the month would be Chorban, something to do with destruction, something to do with, or even Nechama, something to do with that. Why Av? What's the point over there? So I think, at least to start off with, the answer lies at the very end of Echa, which we'll be reading tomorrow night and on Thursday. We obviously know the penultimate pasuk, possibly one of the most famous pasukim in the entirety of Tanakh, is Hashivenu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva chadesh yamenu kekedem. And this is really this means obviously Hashem comes close to us, or bring us close to you, and then we will come close. So it's almost a beautiful tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we will, after this entire thing in Echa, where we talk about how Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, everyone is turned into, everything's been turned on its head, this complete destruction, the most terrible things going on. We have this final, this penultimate pasuk, which tells us, gives us some kind of reinforcement of hope, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu we beg him basically, please come close to us and we will then return unto you. But then if you look at the last pasuk, and it's just really interesting, it's Ki im ma'os me'astanu ve'katzavta alenu an me'od. So it's, but we're not sure, maybe if we've disgusted you so much, and you'll surely rebuke us and reject us, basically. So we've got this amazing tefillah, the second last pasuk of us saying to Hashem, come close to us, we want to come close, we want to have this relationship with you. And then it's ended off with this almost ambiguity have we completely, has Hashem rejected us? We don't know. It's very odd. And obviously we know, and there's a Gemara Megillah which tells us this, but we know generally, we also say this with a number of other haftarot, that you don't generally end off on a bad note. So that's why we repeat Hashivenu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva chadesh yamenu kekedem the last time, because we want to repeat on a more powerful point. So obviously that's because, and we see that, like I said, with the other haftarot, it's more of like a thing you don't want to maybe leave a bad taste in the mouth. But I think specifically by Echa, the reason why we repeat the penultimate pasuk is because of there's a deeper message over here. So the last pasuk expresses our fear, but the repeated pasuk expresses our faith. So it's, we may feel abandoned, but we refuse to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has actually abandoned us in reality. So we can feel it. So that there's that last pasuk is that everything that has occurred, surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reject us. But the reason why we repeat it, not just to leave it, so we don't have a bad taste in our mouth, we should always end on a high. It's more of it's reinforcing our faith. It's to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we actually do have faith, and we know whilst there are all the signals and everything is pointing towards the fact that you've abandoned us, we have faith that you actually haven't abandoned us. And probably that's, I think that's the reason why you can say why HaKadosh Baruch Hu called this month Av, is because he's literally pointing this exact, he's conveying this exact point to us. He's saying, you know what, everything might look like everything's in complete destruction, it's terrible, but actually I'm your father, you can come close to me. And then that's why we say Ashivenu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva chadesh Hashem Elokei kedem. So I heard a story from my Rebbe Rav Moshe Levy from Chazak, I don't know if you know, and then I can't say it with the same gusto as he has in his natural storytelling skills, but there's a story of a businessman who he started off a business. Let's say he was doing textiles, and he started off with his very close friend, and he starts off first year, they do well, they start bringing revenues of tens of thousands, next year hundreds of thousands, and then next year, the year after that, they're doing really well, closing in the millions, the tens of millions, that they are flying. And at that stage, the man decides he's doing so well with his friend in business, he decides to bring his son into the business, and they start building it up, and it's getting even better. The business is just growing and growing, and the man goes to his accountant at the end of the year, and he says, how are we doing? How the balance sheet's looking? How's everything? And the accountant goes back to him, he says, I've run all the numbers, and you're actually in a massive loss. There's a massive deficit over here. He goes, what are you talking about? We've signed this contract, we've signed that contract, we've signed this contract. Run the numbers again. You must be wrong. So he goes back, next week, goes back to him, he says, I've run the numbers. You're right, and I'm right. He goes, what do you mean? Yeah, 100%, you've brought all these contracts in, but actually, your son and your friend have been embezzling money from you, and they've been taking money out of the business. You've lost, you haven't got anything, you haven't got a penny. So the man is fuming. His son and his friend have betrayed him, and he goes the next day, he brings him into his office, and he screams at his friend. He says, get out, I never want to see you again. Get out of this place, you stole from me, you ganav, get out, I never want to see you again. He goes, okay, fine. And with his son, starts screaming at him, you're going to be working here every single day from 5 a.m. till 11. I can't believe you would do this to me. I'm going to make your life hell until you've repaid every single penny of this money. And he starts screaming at him. He goes, okay, fine. And the next day, the son goes up to the father and he says, I completely understand why I did. It's terrible. I can't believe I betrayed you. I've thought long about this, but I've just got a question. With your friend who you've been in business with for 20 years, why did you just kick him out? With me, you've given me a chance, whatever. Why didn't you just kick him out? So the father said back to him, he goes, with him, there's a difference between a friendship and a son. With a friendship, once I realized what he'd done to me, I realized he was no longer my friend. That was it, and that's it. I can forget that. Khalas, enough with the relationship. Don't need to do that. But with you, I know you're my son. And the fact that what he did made it so much more difficult, gave him that additional anger that I needed to rebuke you in this way. The exact same thing is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with Av over here. I think so. There's a pasuk which there's one firstly in Parashat Ekev. V'yadata imnev avecha ki kasher Yaser ish et beno Hashem Elokecha miyasreka, and the Koran translates that as thou shall also consider in thy heart, as a man chastens his son, so the Lord thy God chastens thee. That just as a father rebukes his son, tells him off, Hashem will also do the same thing to us. And there's also a pasuk in Mishle where we are talking about Musar Hashem Bini Altimas ve'altakot b'tochachto ki et asher yehav Hashem yochiach uche'av et ben yitzeh, that a father who really loves their son will truly rebuke them. And there's that thing over here. So we see, obviously, there's a fundamental difference between, you know, obviously a judge and a father. So a judge basically punishes someone on the basis that he's broken the law. But a father punishes someone because the relationship is too precious to give up on. That's the exact same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole point of the Churban over here was never HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, that's it, I'm rejecting you. Hashem wasn't treating us like a friend. Hashem's always treating us like his son. It was the most painful discipline possible, but it was ultimately a painful discipline of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us he still loves his children, and obviously we need to have that relationship. And that's obviously why we call that's why it's called Av. That's the whole thing. So, and I was thinking, obviously, going on into this is when you think about it like this, and when you've got this perspective of what Av is, it's not simply a depressing month, a whole point of where we need to just consider the destruction and everything which has happened bad to the Jewish people in this time, but rather it's a point where we realize this is the actual pivotal month where we realize Hashem is not just our God, he's our Redeemer, like we see in Nisan by Pesach and the Noten by the Matan Torah. Over here, it's completely pertinent that he is our father. A father has to rebuke the son, and the rebuke is the sign of love. And that's why in this month is teaching us that we actually have a father, and that we actually have the HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And from that, we can use that as a leapfrog to go into Elul. We can use that to go further on into Tishrei, because we go the most, everyone knows, during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, we say Avinu Malkeinu. And in order to get to that point, we need to have an understanding of what a father is. And the Abu Dharam says, is the whole reason why we're able to ask for Mechila and Sicha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time is because, not because of what we're saying, Malkeinu, we're saying Avinu, he's our father. On that basis, have Rachmanu on us, do everything like that. So we also say Im Kebanim, Im Kavadim. Obviously, in that thing, you want to be treated as a son, and this is the relationship we want to engender with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the relationship of a father and son. And obviously, this is taught best in this month, and obviously tomorrow night when we're going to read Echa and this devastation, there's always the positive twist in leaving it on the end on a high note. It's this realization that this month is meant in order to put us on that upwards trajectory to get to Elul, where we have the whole month of Selichot, and then we have Rosh Hashanah, and then we have Yom Kippur, where we're completely cleansed. But ultimately, up to the pinnacle of Simchat Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us into his Sukkah and Abode, and please God, in Yerushalayim HaKadosh.
Amen.
Amen.
Very nice, beautiful.
Very nice.
Beautiful.
I never thought about that. I mean, that the name
up. I know it.